So I do the guided meditation for the beginning, and then maybe 15, 20 minutes in, I'll be quiet to let you just carry on. I'm just getting you going, and once you've got the momentum up, see where you get to. It's always really safe and very happy and very beautiful. So please turn all the mobile phones off, and please turn. What's the temperature you got there? Because I was born in the UK, I like about 18, 16. That's minus, I mean, minus 18. That's okay. You'll all walk out. Okay, so close your eyes. I'll behave now. Maybe. And with your eyes closed, first thing always to do is learning how to relax. Relaxing is more a non-doing. If you try to relax, you just get tense. So what I do is just I inquire with kindness. First of all, I ask my feet. Feet, how are you? I'm adjusting them. It's always a bit squashed in here. I've got the shrine behind me and this thing in front of me. So I ask my legs, how are you? And you become sensitive to your body. These days I can know much more about how my feet feel, even how my toes feel, my heels, my ankles, all that area called my feet. You can really be sensitive to them. And if I find that any place in my feet is squashed or stretched, I know that that will cause aches and pains later on. Just one more thing to distract me. So I deal with them now to adjust my feet to get the optimum position. Simple kindness. And once my feet are as comfortable as I can manage, yes, I scan my attention up my body. That's the one way of making sure you don't miss any part out. I go up the calves of my legs. But not just the muscles, the skin as well, anything which I can detect there, anything I can perceive. And once you become sensitive to your body, it's amazing the different feelings, you know, in your legs. Because these days I can know this is like the feeling of calves, this is the feeling of the thigh, this is the feeling of the knees or the elbows. Each is very different. When I get to know them, I also get to know if there's anything which is amiss with them. Any problem there, any difficulty. And then I can do something about it. My calves are happy. I can feel them. Wish them well. Be kind to them. Sometimes you may be having a miserable day and somebody smiles at you and it gives you some sort of act or gesture of kindness. It does make a difference. That's what I do to my body. go to my knees now. Sometimes sitting on the floor, you meditating, sometimes get sore knees. But now I look at those knees, I can feel them from inside. They're all pretty relaxed. So I wish them well. Move upwards to my thighs. I haven't been doing that much exercise today, but nevertheless I can feel the muscles in the thighs and learn how to relax them. To learn how to relax even things like your thigh muscles, you feel them first, and then by trial and error, experiment, you can find what is needed for them to really get so loose and easy and free of any tightness or tension. Sometimes I just do imaginations. I just imagine my thighs are just resting on this soft cushion, ultra soft cushion, mega soft. So there's no tightness or tension in those muscles at all. And then I make them even more relaxed. Like a little game. See how relaxed I can get, so I can get my personal best relaxation. You can feel it. And I also noticed the relaxation of your body. It feels very, very delightful. Feels good. Then I go to my butt, my buttocks. And that's always really important for me, because sometimes you're sitting meditation, you get a sore BUM. Because I never really adjusted it properly to begin with. Now I make sure that the feelings of pressure on the cushion are well balanced. When it's evenly spread, I find that then that feeling will soon disappear. So I go up from my buttocks to my waist. And at my waist, it's personal, I did this so many times to actually stretch my back upwards. And that gives a nice feeling on my the base of my spine and around my waist. And I can maintain that with ease for long periods of time. So I get into that position because that's, for me, the most comfortable. You find what's most comfortable for you. It's like kindness. You have compassion to your own body. And then I can go up my back to make sure that everything is just in good position. I find out what my back needs. I don't follow any theory or any pictures. I'm aware, I ask my back, are you content, happy, comfortable there? And if I can make it more comfortable, I will do that. Sometimes it's just like when I ask one of you, how are you? And you say, I'm not bad today. Just, you know, knowing that someone's concerned about you has a great effect. It has a great effect on my own back. The realization that I'm concerned, I'm not just ignoring or exploiting you, my back. I require you to be happy, if you want. And then I go back to my base of my torso, and I scan slowly upwards. I do this going through my digestive tract, first of all. And when I was a young monk, you always used to have some diarrhea or bad tummy, indigestion. But once you get to know, be able to be mindful of your own digestive system, it gets much easier to be able to develop a very calm and peaceful digestive system. I just scan upwards. If I feel any blockages, tightness, tension, anything which is out of the ordinary, what I do is stop there, pause there, and give kindness, maximum kindness. Even though my intestines are good right now, but nevertheless, I'm giving so much kindness to them, they start to feel even better. Everything is relaxed and at ease. It's a beautiful sensation. My intestines are the happiest they've been all day. Strange thing to say, but it's true. I get up to my stomach. When I get to that stomach, I just wish it well. It's awareness plus kindness. What you know as kindfulness. And I go upwards to my lungs. I've had a cough the last week. My poor old lungs had a difficult time. I care for you, lungs. You've done the best you could, and I thank you for that. And my lungs start to relax more. Go upwards to the heart region. And just learn how to be kind, soft, to this huge pump which keeps the blood flowing around my body so I can serve. Sometimes the kindness and the gratitude tend to sort of coalesce. I'm grateful for each one of you for coming here. That's being kind. I go up to my shoulders. I learn how to relax those shoulders. I imagine that they're being pulled apart. The left shoulder, like two invisible beings stretching them. The right shoulder, another two invisible beings stretching them, keeping them taut. I imagine telling those little beings, let go. No need to pull anything. Just let the shoulder muscles be loose. Nothing is pulling them, squashing them. The tightness, the tension is vanishing. And I can feel that happening. Once you are mindful of your bodily feelings, you can actually see what works. And the shoulder muscles are getting so loose. And that allows me to let the mindfulness, the kindfulness, just scan down both arms, past the shoulders to the elbows. Elbows don't have any problem right now, but I don't take them for granted. Check. Pass the elbows, the forearms and the wrists. I can feel my wrists. I'm sensitive to them. And I go to my hands. And often I just change my finger position, but today I asked my fingers, I actually did this, I asked, do you need to be changed? And they said, no, we're quite happy, thank you. So I'm going to leave my fingers as they are. They're comfortable. So I go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Usually I relax my neck by adjusting the position of the head on top of it. But today, because I've still got like a little itch in my throat, the results of the cough I had last week. So I'm not trying to get rid of that itch. I try and get rid of it, it gets worse. I'm just kind to it. Throat, I care for you. Never ever want to change anything. Change happens by itself, according to nature, not according to me. I just care for this throat. It's managed sometimes in the middle of the night to cough, 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 and then manage to get enough sleep. It's been very, very kind to me. I know you still got some itchy feelings there, but that's fine. Whenever you need to cough, you can. Taking away the pressure, the demands, the control. That's where relaxation comes from. And healing, too. And I go up to my head because of the cold. See, feel the sinuses. My sinuses are a bit inflamed. And I can feel just sensations around the eyes and the mouth. They're not the normal sensations. See, end sign of a cold, whatever you call it. I can feel that. And I learn how to relax to the max. Staying in this moment, just being here, and being kind. All the tightness and tension, the stress, come from wanting it to be different. Instead, I just let it be. And then my face becomes relaxed. And even the sinuses become open. Never expected that. And then lastly, I look at the whole body, just all together. And if I missed out anything, now's the time just to look at any part of the body and sap it with kindness. I always like to linger here, you may have noticed. Because once my whole body is relaxing, I always perceive this delightful feeling. Bodily relaxation is very pleasurable. I've, over the years, become aware of that. I enjoy it. It's a pleasure which is over the whole body. It always takes me to a deeper level of relaxation. And this is what I meant by relaxing to the max. Body feels so at ease. Then I know I have to take you deeper. So now I ask you to go to your mind, the mental world. How peaceful are you right now? How much peace can you experience in this moment? Peace is an important factor of your inner world, and it's so important to your state of well-being. So you feel how peaceful you are. What does it feel like? How do you notice what it is? Once you learn how to discern what peace is and what causes it, what strengthens it, what makes it go so much deeper than you could ever expect peace could do, and you do realize letting go of past and future, just being here. It's amazing, just all that stuff from the past. Please don't allow it to disturb you. Don't allow it to disturb the peace. Worry about the future. Don't let that disturb your present. Just be here. Be here in peace. See if you can experience, be aware that peace can just grow, it settles. And it becomes very enjoyable. And from the experience of peace, the next thing is you notice. It's not what you do, it's just what happens. The mind becomes more silent. You don't need to describe things in words anymore. You don't need to label things. You can be free of all that. All these words, which are just approximations anyway. You don't need to describe what you know. You can feel, you can experience. Stay there in this moment, in this peace, in the silence. I will be quiet now. unfortunately, it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How peaceful is it inside? How delightful is that peace? Can you feel the benefits, the relaxation, the joy, the ease, stillness? All these inspirational qualities just coming from a half an hour of being at peace inside. I'm going to now ring the gong 3 times. At the end of the 3rd ringing of the gong, you may open your eyes. Ahem.